Number 29, laziness. The Mesillas Yesharim says that the reason why one should learn his Sefer, and he says that he himself is planning on learning his Sefer, is L'man Nilmad Li'iras Hashem Elokeinu, is in order that one should learn how to fear God. It's something that we need to learn. It isn't just something that we're born with naturally. We're afraid of fire. That's natural. We're not naturally afraid of God. Vitzel Petzenberger writes about this in Koch Ve'or, in his Sefer, when he goes over the learnings, the teachings of Rabbi Saul Salatzer, that fear of God is not natural. It's something that we have to nilma, something we have to learn. And furthermore, even after we learn it, we're in danger of forgetting it. As Mesillas Yesharim says again and again, I'm writing this so you guys can chazer. We know it already, but we forget. So by learning this Sefer, we'll learn how to fear God. We will not forget while standing before God what our chova, our obligation towards Him is. That which our physical nature, our physical nature tries to remove from our hearts these concepts of Yiras Shamayim. I have that underlined in my Mesillas Yesharim. It's almost natural to not want to serve God. What aspect of our nature is the Mesillas Yesharim referring to? I think that the Mesillas Yesharim is referring to the human nature of laziness. Laziness, aslus, a lack of drive, a lack of interest. Not just a lack of interest in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lack of interest, period. Most people in the world today, teenagers, are apathetic. That means they care about nothing. Nothing! Zero! Nothing really interests them. It's amazing that there are enough people out there who are interested, whether it's in hockey, or whether it's in basketball, or whether it's in chess, or whatever it is, they have an interest. At least they have an interest in something. But most people have no interest. Nothing. They just go through life lazy. Nothing really interests me. Life is basically boring. I think I once mentioned before in Shir that I used to call up Talmidim when I was still single and I started doing Shir. I had time to call Talmidim at night. And I would ask them what they're doing. And invariably the answer was, nothing. Nothing. Isn't that true? What's going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. There's always things going on. But it means nothing is nothing significant. Then I would listen carefully on the phone. I would hear what's going on in the background. I'd hear the 36-inch Yetzirah box. And I'd say to myself, oh, at least he's makir. He recognizes that that's nothing. But that's what it is. The person sits there. He's doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm doing nothing. It's nothing. Entertainment ba'alma. That I gain nothing from. At least if I'm playing ball and getting good exercise. I have friends that I'm playing with. But here, what's this activity? You know, it's family time. We sit around, and we have no communication, because we're doing nothing. It's interesting, because Chazal say, Tola Eretz al Blima. The world hangs on Blima, on nothing. That means the entire world continues to exist because of nothing. It doesn't mean television. Chazal mean that when a person insults you and you don't respond, you say nothing, that gevura that caused you to say nothing, the world stands. The world continues to exist on that nothing. Not saying nevel peh, not saying lashon hara. That's all the nothings that the world continues to exist on. The other Chazal say the world exists because of all the learning of Torah. There's some people who feel that also is not worth very much. And the world stands on what seems to some as nothing, but as we already know is very valuable. But it definitely doesn't mean when we speak to each other, we say, what are you doing? How was your Shabbos? How was your weekend? What did you do? Nothing much. Nothing. No interest. No drive. No motivation. Simply nothing. You know what that is? That's the Yetzirah. It's the Yetzirah that tells us, I can't do anything. I can't do it. So I may as well just sit here. Let something else do it for me. Let something else entertain me. I'm not going to do anything. I can't do anything. It's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah that comes to our Chomei Yosateva, our natural inclination just to be lazy, just to do nothing. So what do we have to do to combat that? We have to tell ourselves, no, you can do it. I can do, I can be a doer. I don't have to be a nothing. I can be a doer. I can be positive. I can push myself. I can drive myself. I can be motivated, at least towards something. And then, Bezer Hashem, towards tremendous things, Torah and mitzvahs, Yir Shamayim. But we have to start by incorporating into ourselves a drive. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, how do you get that drive, which the Chacham Yisatev are Mishtagel L'Hashem L'Beinu, which the Chacham Yisatev are trying to remove from our heart? How do you do it? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, five lines from the end, by Hakriya, by reading this Sefer, by reading the Mesillas Yesharim, by learning a Mushra Sefer, by having a Mushra Seder when I'm in Yeshiva and when I'm out of Yeshiva. That's going to cause me to break that nature that I have to do nothing. Just to be lazy, just to sit around, to wander around the house, to take one trip to the refrigerator, then wander to another room, take another trip to the refrigerator, wander to another room, wander in and out, talk to this one, talk to that one, walk outside, walk back inside. What am I doing? We're wandering aimlessly. There was an individual, I think his name was Phineas Gage, maybe some of you remember, I forgot the name. There was an individual in the late 1800s who used to work on the railroads. There was apparently a gunpowder explosion and a iron bar went through his head. Mamish through his head. And they couldn't operate and remove it, and he lived. And it remained in his head. But because it went through part of his brain, he was somewhat dysfunctional. He couldn't remember things. He couldn't do anything. He was still alive and functioning. He would walk around the house doing nothing. Nothing. He had what was a frontal lobotomy. They took out the top of his brain. Was gone. It was just gone. It was impaled by this bar, Nebuch. But some of us have to realize that we're not supposed to be that way. We're not supposed to be Frankenstein's monster. Just walking around and walking around. What are we doing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. How do we get around that? By Hakriya, by reading. By Hayisaklus. And by contemplating, by thinking about it, you have to chazer these concepts. You have to think about these concepts, not just to read it once, just to hear it once. And then, Yalel Zichroneinu, it'll rise up into our zikaron, into our memory. V'ireinu, and it'll wake us up. El HaMetzuvah Aleinu. So that's what we're commanded to do. By reading about it, by thinking about it, we'll wake up. We'll do it. V'Hashem Yieh B'Chisleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with our aspirations, our desires, the Yishmor Ragueinu Milachet, and praise the Mesillas Yesharim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect our feet from stumbling. B'Siskayim Banu, and then Be'ezr Hashem, it will be established within us, Bakashat HaMeshorah Ohuv, the Bakasha of David HaMelech Lelakov, what David HaMelech prays Hashem, as says in Zillim, Horei Hashem Darkecha. Hashem, please, show me your way. Show me your way. That's very important. Show me your way. Because if a person doesn't want to be shown the way, he's not self-motivated, he's not going to be able to hear a Mussar Shmuz. He's not going to be able to read a Mesillas Yesharim. So the Mesillas Yesharim is telling him what he's doing wrong. The Mesillas Yesharim is telling him what he should be doing. I don't want to hear that. But if the tefillah that we have is, Horei Hashem Darkecha, show me, teach me. It's much easier. It's hard to be taught things. It's hard to accept being told what to do. But when a person asks for an etzah, a person comes to a Rebbe, says, Rebbe, help me, I want to daven better. So the Rebbe says, this is one of two things you can do. If you do this, you'll daven better. The person accepts that. He doesn't say, no, I'm not listening to you. He already was machnia himself. He humbled himself and said, I'm going to listen to the Rebbe. Then he can listen. Horeini Hashem Darkecha. Once we're prepared to hear it, then we can handle it. If we're not prepared to hear it, we can't handle it. So right here at the end of the Hakdama, just before he starts chapter 1, which is going to discuss what is our obligation in the world, what is our whole job in this world, he's going to start telling us things. Says Mr. Sharon, we have to daven. Horeini Hashem Darkecha. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his agents, through the Mesillas Yesharim, through other Sfarim, through other Abayim. We want them to tell us, show us the way. That way I will walk with truth, with your truth, the truth of Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Yachin levavi, focusing my heart. We need to focus. Focusing our heart. L'yira shmecha, to have proper yira of your name. Amen. Kein yira tzom. And that's the end of the Hakdama of the Mesillas Yesharim. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll be able to continue now with the first chapter, now that we're inspired, we're ready to listen, our ears are open, our mind is open, we're ready to listen, we want to hear. Now that we have that, then Be'ezer Hashem, we will be able to walk with Hashem in truth, focusing our heart and our mind on the principles that are mentioned here in this wonderful Sefer, and come to proper Yerushalayim, and proper Midas Tovos, Amen, Ken Yerushalayim.